Morning. All right, I'm going to start recording now.
All right.
There's no echo.
I have an echo, but can you guys hear any echo? Is everything coming through fine?
I don't hear an echo at all.
Okay.
Patrick, do you hear an echo?
Nope, I'm good.
You're good.
All right, good. I'll deal. Okay.
Your echo.
Don't worry about it.
It's the morning wake up on 105.5 JYY. Nazzy and Tara doing our part to social distance. Nazzy is home in his home studio doing the show, and I'm here back at the studio. And on the phone with us right now, the president and CEO of Granite United Way, Mr. Patrick Tufts, on the line. I'm sure he is home right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, guys. I am home, but we'll be heading in shortly to the office. We're still at it.
Let me ask you this, Patrick.
In a big way.
What are you guys doing at the office? Because I know it starts there at home base. What are you doing to keep your essential employees safe during this pandemic?
So we, like most businesses in the state, we sent 90% of our employees home to work remotely. Mm-hmm. But we have a great team over at 211 New Hampshire. Yeah. That has been staffing the phones 24/7 since this epidemic began. So I go in and check on them and make sure they have everything they need to get the job done.
So 211 New Hampshire, this Governor Chris Sununu said that this is the official number to call during the pandemic. So if any Granite Staters have any questions, regarding whether it's anything related, basically you're helping Granite Staters. In what capacity?
So we've been around for 10 years. We help people with financial stability, food insecurity, all kinds of different things, getting free taxes. But the governor did activate us in the first week of March to be the public inquiry line to deal with the COVID-19 crisis. So since then, we've taken just about 24,000 calls with people with all kinds of different questions about how to deal with the epidemic, where to get help.
Oh, God.
People who've lost their jobs who may need a little bit of assistance are calling in.
Wow.
And our folks have been helping people with any number of things that you can imagine.
Patrick, let me ask you this. When we're not in a pandemic, what is the normal amount of calls? I mean, you just said almost 24,000 calls. What's a normal number for the United Way during a normal time of the year?
So we took a month's worth of calls in the first 2 days of the pandemic.
Jeez.
So we take about 60,000 calls a year, and we took 20,000 calls in 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh!
It just gives you an idea of the volume and the concern that this particular crisis has caused.
And most of the folks that are working for Granite United Way are working from home, so they're able to field the phone calls from there.
Nope, we have a team that's embedded in a call center, and
okay.
we're working very closely with the state Homeland Security Emergency Management team, and we work together to field these calls, but they have to be fielded in call centers.
Is this a 24-hour thing? If I have a question at 3 a.m., can I call 211?
24/7, every day, every night.
You've got staff there all day.
What is the number one question that Granite Staters have right now during the COVID-19 pandemic?
It has been, do I need to get tested? People can call in. They have symptoms. They're not really sure if they need to go into the doctor or the emergency room. So our folks are trained, and we actually have state employees that we can get on the phone that can work with people to help them, make the tough decisions about what they need to do first.
So 211 is the number you can call. I'm going to imagine that the website is graniteuw.org, where we can get lots of frequently asked questions answered?
It is. We drive people to that website, not just for information about how to get help, but also to give people the opportunity to give help.
That's amazing. So for those that are just joining us, Patrick Tufts is the president and CEO of Granite United Way. You have been with United Granite Way for 20 years?
Yeah, it's my 20th year this year in the United Way system.
Well, that's kind of funny, Patrick. You don't look a day over 22. So what did you start when you were zero?
He was a toddler.
You know?
I'm aging well,
Yeah, you are.
He's like a fine wine.
With age.
Most everybody's familiar with United Way. There's United Ways in every single state. In fact, this Granite United Ways is a bunch of United Ways put together in how many counties in New Hampshire? I think it's like 80% of the state.
So we cover 80% of the state. We came together 7 years ago, decided that we were stronger working together than we were as independent.
Yeah.
And you know, help about 350,000 people a year.
Gosh.
And we cover 80% of the state.
That's incredible. Patrick, what does you're working so hard with your people at Granite United Way. What do you need? What do you need?
We need people to continue to do what they're doing. We did start a COVID relief fund, and people can give to that by going to Granite United Way, which is graniteuw.org, mm-hmm. or people can text GUW help to 41444.
Okay.
We've been blessed that we've raised $450,000 to help Granite Staters.
We're hoping
to raise a little bit more, and we'll get that directly out through agencies to help individuals and families right here in the state.
Yeah. I mean, people listening right now, I mean, that's what you can do to get in and help. A lot of people feel helpless, like there's nothing we can do. We're just sitting here waiting for another alert. That's not true. You can help out your neighbors.
Absolutely.
Can donate money to the United Way, the Granite United Way. I mean, that's what Patrick's talking about.
What's really cool is that right now we have kind of an added incentive to donate to help out thanks to the Stebbins family. So the Stebbins family, Mark and Sally, they own ProCon, and they have decided to match up to $100,000 dollar for dollar until April 20th. So we have 10 days to put all of our dollars in, up to $100,000 the Stebbins family is going to match. It's amazing.
Yeah, Mark and Sally have been wonderful to us and to so many other not-for-profits in the state.
They have, yeah.
And they really get it. They know by putting this challenge match out there that other people can double their donation.
Yes.
100% of everything that's given will go directly to help Granite Staters. Yeah. And I just really can't thank the Stebbins enough. They've done things like this before, mm-hmm. and they really just set a great example.
They
really
do.
The person that you're helping could be your next door neighbor.
Oh yeah,
it could be
likely
one of your
is
coworkers. Mm-hmm. I mean, just there are so many people that because of this pandemic have lost their job, and this is how we can help. This is how we can give back. I love this.
Our way to show that this small state of New Hampshire has the biggest heart, right?
Oh, look at that!
Yeah,
look at that.
Granite Staters have the biggest hearts.
Yep.
Thank you. This is
people
awesome.
Step up.
Yeah. Yeah, people are stepping up. Patrick, thank you so much for taking some time out before you head to the office this morning to do what you do. Thank you so much to the workers of the Granite United Way, to all of the volunteers that are helping during this pandemic, for fielding those phone calls 24 hours a day. 211 is the number to call. If you have any questions at all, you can head to graniteuw.org for more information there. That's Granite United Way's website. Also, GUW helps. 41444 is the text line if you would like to text in with a donation, which would be absolutely amazing. We appreciate everything that you're doing at Granite United Way.
I appreciate everything you guys do. You do a lot for the community,
we
and it really is appreciated. And we help you, any way we can, and you guys help us any way that you can.
Absolutely.
So it is appreciated, and thank you to all the listeners, and just hope everybody stays safe.
Amen.
Absolutely.
We hope you stay safe, too.
Thank you, Patrick.
We're all in this together, brother, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys, and have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Patrick. Thanks for chatting with us.
Right.
I told Carrie that I'm going to send the entire audio file to her, okay?
Sounds good. She's the boss. So
she is the boss.
She tells me.
Yeah, and we are going to air this just after 9 o'clock this morning. We're going to air a good portion of this. This was about an 8-minute interview, but we'll air a good portion of it. We'll